Blake Shaw with Kelly and Todd. Did you see Cheeseball Man in New York?
No.
This
I
guy
love a cheeseball.
Who was in some like Union Square in New York, and he ate an entire tub of cheese balls and got cheered on.
I mean, I have one of those big tubs of cheese balls at my house right now.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
I am allergic to gluten. And today I will be eating this entire jar of cheese balls.
That's them cheering when he ate the last one. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Eat those balls. Eat those balls.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love cheese balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is what, of all those giant tubs, like, that's
a lot.
That is a feat.
And the best thing, I hear this guy, because I'm gluten-free, too, and cheese balls are gluten-free.
Yeah.
So when you find one of those snacks, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheese balls, yeah.
Yeah.
Cheetos, cheese balls, cheese puffs.
Yeah. Oh. A bag of gummy candy, I can finish it off every time.
Yeah.
Really any, like, chewy candy.
Yeah. I'm a big chewy candy person, too.
Oh. Have you seen the mango thing? Sarah, 7-9 Coast, fill in the blank here. If I open a bag of blank, I'm finishing it every time.
I have a friend, if she opened a large bag of Humpty Dumpty all-dressed chips, gone.
Mm-hmm.
She would, back in our 20s, we would go get like subs of D'Angelo's,
big
the big bags,
yeah,
subs of D'Angelo's, a steak and cheese, and she would get a big party-sized bag, and she'd be like, I'm eating the entire thing, and I don't care.
Right.
It was just, she just couldn't stop. That was her thing. I was like, okay. She's like, you're going to have to get a separate bag for yourself, because this is mine.
Right.
Got it.
Isn't that fun? That's such a main thing, too.
I know.
Right?
Humpty Dumpty, all dressed.
Yeah.
Yep.
7-9 Coast, call or text us, 792-6278. There's this this gummy craze, and now, of course, this is playing right into my weakness.
Yeah.
But it's a thing that's gone viral on TikTok, so now Walgreens, the Walgreens brand, the Be Nice brand, is selling out of their mango gummy candies because of someone on TikTok. It's like peelable, almost like it's like got it's like a mango on the inside.
Oh.
It actually looks wicked good.
Oh.
Yeah. But they're selling out.
Huh.
Someone said Cadbury, anything Cadbury. Oh, the mini eggs.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Not for me.
With the candy shell.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm not even a big chocolate person.
No.
But those two, I'll polish those off too.
Okay.
A whole bag of Fritos. Yep.
Yeah, the Fritos, chili ones.
Oh.
Or barbecue.
Oh.
Those are really good. Yeah.
Chocolate covered pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Delish.
Yep.
I do love a chocolate covered pretzel.
7-9 Coast. Oh, smart food popcorn.
I was just going to say, I think mine lately is popcorn.
Yeah, because, you know.
I'm a big popcorn person lately.
The smart food, like, to tie it back up, and it's messy.
Yeah.
So.
It's so
that's
funny.
That's like, you got to.
Yeah, when I order, I get bags of popcorn from, like, Hannaford. I don't actually usually get smart food. I get other brands. I don't know.
Hmm.
But, yeah, popcorn's a big one.
Skinny Pop.
I love Skinny Pop.
Every time I see that bag, I sing it like NSYNC would. Skinny Pop.
Yeah. It's amazing. And they're all
People might laugh at me in the Hannaford aisle. Pringles. Oh yeah.
Oh.
Even though it's got the best resealable packaging.
I think that's probably that I agree with the most is Pringles. Because
right?
They don't fill you up.
Mm-hmm.
Even the big can, you're like, oh well, and they're so thin, you're thinking oh,
that's air.
Yeah, exactly.
Half of it's air.
Yeah, totally.
We got the little ones, like a mini one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are.
Attack one of those.
Oh,
like,
yeah. A second.
That.
Yeah, for sure.
Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Denise.
Denise?
Yeah.
If you open a bag of what?
Any type of cheesy poof, like a
Totally.
I love that you called it a cheesy poof.
Any cheesy poof.
Isn't that a Cartman thing from... that's amazing. I love that you called cheesy poofs.
Yeah, a cheesy poof. That's so true. Cheesy poofs are the best. And again, air.
Yep.
Do you? Okay.
Oh, agreed.
So there are two ways to eat a cheesy poof.
Oh, okay? I'm going to say it. I already know.
It's to just eat it like it's a regular cracker or something, and you chew it and swallow it.
No.
Or, Denise, do you let it melt on your tongue?
You suck it.
Did we get that?
See, there's a strategy to eating a bag of cheesy poofs.
Mm.
The You pop them in your mouth to start, and then as you get to the bottom where there's more cheese, then you let them melt on your mouth.
Oh, I see.
See, I always, I'm not saying that word again, but I always let it melt.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Yep. Yeah, that I don't know why. It's so satisfying. It's so silly.
It's the flavor of
so
that
silly.
Freaking cheese.
I know.
Ugh.
But how it changes the texture, it like softens and,
yes,
you know?
Yep.
There's probably something chemical that happens in your mouth.
Like
it creates sugars
what
or something. It's breaking it down. I don't know. My little enzymes are hard at work. Go enzymes. Go enzymes. All right. Thanks for calling, Denise.
Thank you. Bye.
I didn't expect to be saying that at some point on the show today. Nerds clusters.
Okay.
These. Have you had these?
No, but they've been in the house. And, well, I will say.
Oh, my God.
They've been in the house and they last for, like, seconds. So I haven't had a chance to even try it.
Yeah.
What is the big deal? Are they gummy on the inside?
Do not bring them in. Yeah. They're gummy on the inside, coated with nerds.
Oh.
So you get the nerds and then you get the gummy.
The crunch and the gummy?
Oh.
Woo!
Come on.
All right.
Girl Scout cookies, Thin Mints. Okay, I'm glad we got that.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Got to have a Girl Scout cookie mentioned in there. Same thing with Samoas.
Oh, Samoas?
Oh,
amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow, we're all getting snacky and hungry right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Swedish Fish, thank you. No thank you for sending the picture, though, because now it's all I want.
I love Swedish Fish.
If you want to complete this conversation, go on our Facebook page, Coast 93.1 on Facebook, where the conversation always continues.